I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
As deep in here, kicking the gong around.
It's Benny the Moocher's wedding day.
It's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea.
Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why?
Yes, Harold Arlen wrote all those songs, and more than 500 others. We'll play about a score of them in this hour, and I think you'll recognize just about all of them. In fact, I'd be surprised if one or more of the songs aren't favorites of yours. Harold Arlen's songs are like that. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss, and this is Scratchy Grooves. Let's cut to the music. Here's Jane Froman with Harold Arlen's first big hit, written in 1928. Get happy. Harold Arlen song, his first big hit. Harold Arlen, his real name was Hyman Arluck, was born in Buffalo, New York in 1905. His father was a cantor in a synagogue, and as a boy, Harold sang in the choir. He also studied piano with the classics in mind. But when he was 12, Harold discovered ragtime. By age 15, he dropped out of school to play piano in local cafes. He also loved to sing, and he did that in a group he formed called the Snappy Trio. Then he tried his hand writing songs, but just as a hobby. His real interest was performing. Then, however, he met Jack Yellen, who was a professional songwriter, who encouraged him, and Harold decided maybe he could write songs as well as sing and play them. Turned out he was right. Here's an early hit from 1931, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, Louis Armstrong.
Mama, I guess instead I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Oh, you little devil.
Notable, Louis Armstrong. Harold Arlen put a second band together in 1924 when he was 19 years old. He called it the Buffalodians. The band played at summer resorts in the Buffalo area. An agent heard them and booked them for engagements in New York, including the mecca for all vaudevillians, the Palace. Next, NBC music director Arnold Johnson hired Arlen for his band as a pianist and singer, and the band played for the Broadway review George White's Scandals. There followed two other jobs worth mentioning, rehearsal pianist for the Vincent Newman's musical Great Day, and then staff pianist at the music publisher Remick & Company. Remick paid Arlen $55 a week, pretty good pay at that time. Part of it, though, was to be an advance against any songs that he might write. So he wrote, with his friend Ted Keller, Get Happy. It was sung by Ruth Etting in a review that flopped, but that song led to a job for Arlen and Keller to write the music for a string of 8 Cotton Club shows. As you all know, Harlem's Cotton Club was the showplace for leading black performers of the day, and it was here that Arlen matured as a songwriter with such hits as the one we just heard, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, from 1931, and from 1932, I've Got the World on a String. Here's Bing Crosby.
Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing, I can make the rainbow anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love. That I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Bing Crosby, of course, with The World on a String, Harold Arlen songs. You're listening to Scratchy Grooves tonight, and we'll have an hour of Harold Arlen songs, or what remains of an hour anyway. Let's hear two more right now. These are from 1932. First, Kicking the Gong Around, sung by Cab Calloway. And then Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day by the Boswell Sisters.
Yeah! No! It was down in Chinatown, all the cookies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale, he was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout, "Tell me where is Minnie?
Tell me where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong around? If you don't know Minnie,
don't know Minnie,
she's tall and skinny. She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loody deedy wanna loody deedy lady.
Yeah!
Skitty wanna loody deedy wanna loody deedy lady.
No!
Skitty wanna do da do 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 wanna do lady.
No!
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed,
as he departed,
the curtains parted.
The curtains parted.
And there stood Minnie kicking the gong around. Thank you.
teller, Smokey Joe, was here and had to go. And as he departed, the curtain parted,
the curtain parted,
and there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
Whenever folks in Chinatown saw that gay, there's something in the air that makes them feel that way.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I heard somebody say it's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
Smokey Joe's so happy he can hardly wait. Spent $1 million for a wedding cake.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I heard somebody say Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. You better come on down.
You better come on down.
Down to Chinatown.
Down to Chinatown.
Let me take you down.
Let me take you down.
To see him kick the gong around. Million cookies singing, hidey, hidey, hey.
The king of pain is gonna give the bride away.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I heard somebody say it's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
The king and queen of every nation were glad to get an invitation. The prince of Wales said he would get away. For Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. Willie the Weeper, you will see there. He promised Smokey he would be there to see that everything turned out okay. For Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
A festive occasion, as you can tell. In addition to writing for the Cotton Club shows, Harold Arlen and Ted Keller also wrote other songs. Here's one of them from 1933. It's Only a Paper Moon, sung by Cliff Edwards, ukulele Ike.
Say it's only a paper moon, sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Do 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 do.
It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Cliff Edwards. Now let's hear one of Harold Arlen's greatest hits, written for the Cotton Club Show of 1933. We'll have two versions of this. First, Harold Arlen himself singing, and he had a pretty good voice. Then we'll hear the star who sang it at the Cotton Club, Ethel Waters. Here's one of my favorite songs, Stormy Weather.
So weary all went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Since he went away, the blues has never left me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
In her autobiography, His Eye is on the Sparrow, Ethel Waters wrote about stormy weather. When I get out there in the middle of the Cotton Club floor, I was singing the story of my misery and confusion, the story of the wrongs and outrages done to me by people that I had loved and trusted. I sang stormy weather, excuse me, from the depths of my private hell in which I was being crushed and suffocated. Maybe a little of that came through on the record. Now here's a Harold Arlen song written for the 1934 show Life Begins at 8:40. Richard Himber's orchestra, sung by Joey Nash. You're a builder-upper.
Everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Oh, in your arms, and I'm astute for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-in-holder. Sapphire, true, I love it, I do. Being broken by a builder-upper like you.
You're a builder-upper. Richard Hembrew's orchestra and the voice of Joey Nash. Harold Arlen songs tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Here's another Harold Arlen song from 1934. Lena Horne sings As Long As I Live. Lena Horne and a song from 1934 in Harold Arlen's career. That's the year, incidentally, that he began writing songs for the movies, and some of his best-known songs are from films. Some typical scores were for Let's Fall in Love, 1934 movie, Star-Spangled Rhythm, 1942, The Sky's the Limit, Here Come the Waves, A Star is Born, Judy Garland's comeback vehicle in 1953, and, of course, The Wizard of Oz, which came out in 1939. Let's Fall in Love. This is from 1934. Let's Fall in Love. Hal Kemp's orchestra, sung by Bob Allen.
Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Let's Fall in Love, a Harold Arlen song from 1934. Now here's an Harold Arlen all-time favorite. Arlen and lyricist E.Y. Yip Harburg were hired to do the score for the film and had 2 months for the job. All the songs became hits, and here's the biggest of them all, Over the Rainbow.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere. Little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow.
Now let's hear from Kate Smith with a song by Harold Arlen written in 1941, Blues in the Night. We'll follow that with Larry Adler's version, John Kirby's orchestra accompanying the harmonica player, par excellence, Larry Adler, Blues in the Night. Two shots at it. First, Kate Smith.
Told me when I was in pigtails, my mama done told me, hon. Now a man's gonna sweet talk and he'll give you that big eye, but when that sweet talking is done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling, ooh-wee. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the threshold, ooh-wee. My mama done told me, a-hoo-wee, a-hoo-wee, oh, clickety-clack, echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will stop the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the poor winds blow. Now I've been in some big towns, yes, and I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. My mama was right, there's blues in the night. Thank you.
Larry Adler, John Kirby's orchestra, Blues in the Night. One of the better versions of that song, I think, even though it does have a lot of scratches on it. With Johnny Mercer, he wrote the words to Blues in the Night. Harold Arlen wrote the music. Harold Arlen also collaborated with Johnny Mercer on a couple of other very well-known songs, One for My Baby and Come Rain or Come Shine. As far as musicals are concerned, Broadway musicals, Harold Arlen wrote with E.Y. Harburg, Bloomer Girl, 1944. With Johnny Mercer, St. Louis Woman, 1946. House of Flowers, 1954, written with Truman Capote. And then Lena Horne musical. It didn't get very far, but had some nice songs in it. Jamaica, from 1957. Now let's hear another well-known Harold Arlen song. Accentuate the Positive. This is also with Johnny Mercer, 1944. Artie Shaw, Imogene Lynn to sing. Playing that song, I've sort of strayed over into Neil Payne's territory, big band era, 1944. It's hard to do a retrospective of Harold Arlen's songs without getting into some of his later work. I apologize to Neil for infringing. Maybe he can infringe on my territory sometime. My scratchy grooves territory goes from 1890 up till the end of the 1930s, pretty much. And there is a little overlap once in a while. But you'll enjoy Neil's show coming up at 8 o'clock, and I urge you to stay tuned. Fred Astaire, 1945, Harold Arlen tune, One for My Baby. ¶¶
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long, long road.
If your car's engine were to stop, you probably know what to do to get it started again. The sad fact is, more people know how to jumpstart a car than know how to save a life. Learn how to jumpstart a life. Learn Red Cross CPR.
Very timely message from the Red Cross. Let's have one more Harold Arlen tune in the time remaining. This is Glenn Miller's version, 1944. Skip Nelson and the Modern Airs to sing that Old Black Magic.
Yeah.
Listening to music by Harold Arlen tonight. Songs by songwriter Harold Arlen on Scratchy Grooves. I'm Bill Chambliss. Tune in again next Sunday for Scratchy Grooves. Now stay tuned for Neil Payne and his program in